Good morning, good afternoon. It's now 12 o'clock. I want to say good afternoon to everybody. Hope everybody is feeling excellent today. I know I am. I'm so thankful for another opportunity to speak here at Pisgah. I'm going to go ahead and say a word of prayer. And then, Carlos, I do need to share my screen. So I'm going to go ahead and say a word of prayer first. Thank you, Father, for another day. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity. Thank you, Father, for rest and reflection and recharging of our spirits. We thank you, Father, for creation. And we thank you, Father, for your forethought. We thank you, Father, for creating the beginning, creating the end before the beginning. So, Father, as we jump into your word which we need is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, the word that we will feast on and celebrate with, Father, I ask that you give us enlightenment. Father, I ask that you would give us the recharge that we need to be able to use education in every way so that we might do your good work. We thank you, Father, for each person here and each family represented. And Father God, may your Holy Spirit dwell among us today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So again, thanks again for having me here to present a word that I believe God has inspired. And I do want to thank the Education Department, Sister Colleen and Sister Nona. I believe Sister Walker is also on that team. I want to thank you guys for thinking of me. Also want to thank the pastor for allowing me today to speak in his stead and to share this word today. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and jump into this truth about education today. All right. Feasting on God's word. That is the theme that the educational team has brought into this moment today. And so I want to just kind of share some light on how feasting on God's word, this truth about education, all works for us and how we all can be a blessing to others. So I'm going to just kind of go through our scriptures for the day, which is your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's Psalms 119:105. And then we have Matthew 11:28. We got come unto me. This is from the clear word. You who are tired and worried, and I will give you rest. 29. Take up my work and learn from me, for I am gentle and kind, and you will discover an abiding peace in your soul. My requirements are easy. The loads you carry will be light. The truth about education. At the end of this presentation, this sermon, this session, lesson, whatever you want to call it, you will have some of the truth about education. Education is such a powerful topic. It's such a huge, vast topic. There's so much education. There's so much information that we'd be here for years going through all of the education. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to tickle every person's mind. There's not a person here whose mind will not be tickled with the information that I'm going to share with you. And it's going to be tickled to help you to say, you know what, I need to check that out. Or you may even say, you know what, I need to take that and use it. Or you might even say, you know what, there's something I got to get rid of. So today, the tickling is going to start, but here's the thing. You're also going to get something amazing. You're going to get four keys of discovering your internal truth and what you can do to live your life in truth. So I wasn't a speaker. So for all of my young people, even those who may not necessarily like to speak or get in front of the camera, something interesting happened when Sister Colleen did her slideshow. I'm not sure if you paid attention to it, but the most or the biggest words in her slideshow said account, and it said accountant. Those were the two biggest words in that slideshow. At the very end, where it had a whole bunch of words, it might have been careers, but account and accountant were the two ones that just popped out of it. I'm not sure if you guys noticed that, but I did. Here's what I realized. And just to kind of give you some understanding about the person that's speaking for you today, because some of you may not even know me. So there's a few people here to say, who's this guy? So I'm going to give you some background on those words. Before I give you that background, what I do want to share with you kind of who I am. Like, how did I get here? I love God, man. I love God so much, I'm willing to do anything. I'm willing to become what he thought I should become. That's how much I love God. Now, upon loving God, I love myself. I love myself so much that I'm able to love God. And because I love myself so much, I'm able to love you and all mankind. See, if I did not have those loves in my life, I think I would be somewhat of an empty shell. There was a time when I was an empty shell. So to kind of back up again, school didn't actually give me 100%. It didn't prepare me 100% for what I'm doing today. It didn't prepare me 100%, but it did prepare me for something. So I'm a product of Christian education. That's right. That's right. Went from first grade all the way through college. So I will tell you, Christian education is beautiful. Well, it's beautiful because it's education. Even if, guys, if I went to another education, I'm not going to say that it wouldn't be beautiful, because education is the lifeblood of your life. You want to know that, because if you are uneducated, you could be miseducated. Which, if you are miseducated, then who knows what you know at that point. So what I want you to do from this point forward, as we run through some slides, I've got a few slides that I'm going to take you through. I'm going to take you through some words. I'm going to take you through some meanings of some words. I'm going to help you to kind of see something that you may not have paid attention to. I'm going to share with you the four keys, and then we're going to be done. So back to the account, back to the accountant. So in my life, my business, my career, I went into accounting, right? I went into accounting. I didn't know why. I thought I went into accounting so that I could go crunch the numbers. I went into accounting thinking that, hey, man, I'm going to be rich. Man, I went into accounting because I said, you know what? You know, accountants, typically, it seems like they would know more about a business than everybody. That's why I went into accounting. And some interesting things have happened over the course of 25 years. I know I look really young. I'm still feeling in my teen years, but I'm no longer a teen. It's been 25 years since I finished college. 25 years, it took me probably 20 plus to figure out how to account for my life. 25 years to learn or discover how to count for my life. Now, I want to share with you some things inside of this presentation today that may shock you. I'm also going to share with you something that we all share. We all have it. We all must take this opportunity to get educated. And so I'm going to take you through a little bit of truth that I know, because I don't know everything. Absolutely don't. There's tons of people on here who know a lot. So the goal for every person is to realize that we don't know enough. So let's go ahead and get started. The truth about education. In 1999, this movie came out, March of 1999, The Matrix. And I remember when it came out. See, that was the same year I got married. And it came out, no one really knew what The Matrix was all about. No one, like, because it just came out of nowhere, The Matrix. right? And it probably came out because the year 2000 was coming up pretty soon. And we were like, man, this movie comes out and we go to see the movie. And we're watching this movie. Yes, we went to the movies. We're watching this movie and we're saying, man, this is weird. This is interesting. At first, you didn't really get it. At first, you're trying to figure out, man, this is one of the best movies of all time, man. It shared some light on us that we could not believe, or we wasn't sure. Is that the real truth? See, guys, up until that moment, we had never been exposed to the idea. See, truth has ideas inside of it. We were never exposed to an idea that we could be living a lie. You know, man, I've studied, I've learned so much from the Bible. Oh my goodness, the Bible is full. And just like when Colleen, Ms. Colleen, I think it was in that presentation, the Bible is the education book. You don't need another book. And I'll be the first to tell you. And I would tell you like this, at my young age, I read through the Bible. I didn't understand it. Guys, if you don't understand it and you're young, even if you're a little bit old, if you don't understand it, keep reading it. Just keep reading it. Keep asking, hey God, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What do you want me to do? How can this word help me? That's all you have to do. Now, so here's the thing about the Bible is the Bible has the truth. It does, or does it? I said I wanted to tickle your minds today. Does the Bible really have the truth? Now, I'm not telling you it doesn't, because I can tell you that it does, but I want to tickle your mind. Here's what I want to tickle your mind, because you need to study. You must divide the word. You must show yourself approved to God. You must, because if you don't, you could believe a lie. So back to this movie called The Matrix, right? You know, it was released in 1999. You know, it's about humanity doesn't know they are trapped in a simulated reality. It was created by intelligent machines to distract them while using their bodies for energy. I'm telling you, this is crazy. But this is a movie. But when Neo, he's the guy in the movie who decodes the Matrix, he realizes, wait a second, something's not right. And he figured it out. When he uncovered the truth, he is drawn into a rebellion against the machines. Truth, lies, error, what is it? I don't know. See, guys, it is your job. As young people, as people that are a little bit older, it's our job to study. It's our job to put together the times and the seasons. Jesus talks about this in his parables. He asked the disciples, he says things like, hey, well, you know, if you can see that, you know, it's summertime or it's springtime and you can see how the seasons change, can you see? Can you see when different things are happening? Now, here's the thing. When things like the pandemic is happening, I'm getting excited. Who's excited? I'm excited. Here's why I'm excited. Something amazing happened when the pandemic started. Amazing. It was like God came down in my little office here. He says, it's time, son. Is it time for you? Is it time to go forward and do something? Is it time to account for your life? Is it time? See, I was created for that. And I'm going to share more about that whole why I was created in further on in this presentation. But he said, it's time. He says, stop looking at what you think you see. Because what you think you see is not the reality. The reality or what is truth, you can't even see it because it's invisible. So this movie sets up the stage for what I want to share with you today, because there is a definition of education, right? And I'm going to break down some words as we go through this. Education defined, the process of receiving or giving systematic instruction. Systematic instruction. That's the first definition. Or an enlightening experience. Now, this is where you get to choose. You get to choose which one you want. Because if you stay with process of receiving or giving systematic instruction, then you go normal. Or you can have an enlightening experience from your education so you can keep growing. Choose what direction you're going to go, because you're going to have to in order to understand some truth about education. So first, this is what we want to do. I'm going to take all of the words or some of the words that we've used so far and give you some definition. Feast, because the theme is feast on my word. So what is a feast? A feast is a large meal. It's a celebration. It's a time when we come together and we're just having a good old time. Church is an assembly. It's a coming together of people where we're getting excited. We're saying, man, this has been an excellent week. Man, I can't believe how God is using me. Man, I can't believe that God is, even despite all the craziness we got presidential chaos. We've got pandemic chaos. Man, all I get to do is feast. I'm at a celebration every single day. I don't even know what's going on. I don't even watch the news. Because what is the news? Systematic. Gonna get the news is a systematic education. So the systematic education is not gonna have you to feast. You wanna feast. Let's feast on the word today, guys. Let's do that. We're gonna stay in the feasting. What is the meaning of a word? Word means meaning or of something. So think about this. If you're reading the Bible, and you read a word that you don't understand, what happens? You could totally miss the context. You could totally miss what the author is trying to tell you. You could totally be oblivious to everything. I remember growing up, you know, most people would read the King James Version, and a lot of people here love that version. You know what? I like the King James Version. I like the NIV Version. I like the New International Reader's Version. I like the Message. I like the Clear Word. I like every version. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's just all perspective. Nothing is the actual coming from the actual person. None of them. The actual person did probably is far removed from what was interpreted. So think about this. If you were talking to me and I gave you the meaning of say the Account for Your Life, right? I got a podcast called Account for Your Life Podcast, which you know, the intro of the podcast says, life is precious. We all had the opportunity of living it to the fullest. Unfortunately, so few of us know how to manage it all. How do we account for our opportunities? How do we account for our time? How do we account for our relationships, health, spirituality, homes, finances, influence, and career? How do we account for the one life we have to live? I'm so glad you asked, because in the program, you're going to find answers to all those questions and more. Welcome to the Account for Your Life podcast. But here's the thing. If you go and tell somebody about the Account for Your Life podcast, you will not know the meaning. You will not be able to repeat that the way that I just repeated it. How could you repeat it? You would have to hear it directly from the source over and over until you know it. Words is the meaning of something. But what if the word does not actually mean what it says it means? Food for thought. Receive. Receive is a word that was used in one of our texts, you know. And so receive means you're going to be given something, which means you could suffer something. You could experience something, right? So if we are receiving education, right? Someone's giving it to you. You know, maybe you have an experience. Like I have so much experience when it comes to education, man, like Christian education, you know, man, I have so many friends. I have so much experience from Christian education because of my friends. Now, I have a lot of experience that I received from working. So if I see the word receive, oh, that's pretty easy. That's pretty simple. I can work with the receive. I'm not lost. I wanted to get to this word, systematic. See, systematic, let's think about what the root word is, system. The root word is system. That means that inside of a system, like inside of this definition, it says fixed plan. Done acting according to a fixed plan. You know, what that really means is that there's a built-in result inside of a system. All right, so this is where we're going to get a little bit, it's going to get a little bit interesting. So we're talking about education today. I'm giving you some truth, but it's not the truth because there's, well, the truth, like Jesus said, he is the truth, but then there's so much involved in the truth. It's like the keys of the kingdom. There's no one key of the kingdom. There are many keys. So there are many truths inside of the word of God. We're only focusing on feasting on the word. You know, we're only focusing on, you know, basically that text that you know, we read in Matthew, you know, and I'm going to break down some of those words as well. But systematic just means that there's a result. Young people, there's a plan inside of any system. So we must understand, what is the plan for the education that I'm getting? This is for you to research. See, I'm not going to tell you what the plan is because, like, when I was thinking about preparing for this message today, I said, man, there's so much I would call, I could share some crazy things with you, like stuff that you like, man, you sure that's true? You know what? I could. I said, you know, but I'm not going to go that direction. See, I want us to kind of stay focused simply on some basics, the basics inside of what the word has for us today, which is, you know, Psalms 119, 105, feasting on the word, and then coming to me, all ye who are laden, and I will give you rest. I'm just going to focus on those because, guys, if we went any other direction, you know, a lot of us to walk out of here like, oh my goodness, like that's a lot. So go understand the systems. Young people, understand the system of education and then choose what plan you're going to use. Now, God's plan is perfect. I'm going to share with you God's plan, you know, before we finish. God's plan is perfect. So you have to know how, you have to ask your parents, how can I navigate through the education system? That's what you want to ask. That's a question for you guys. Rest. Jesus said he's going to give us rest. What is rest? What is rest? You know, I talk about rest inside of a challenge that I recently did, actually for the past 3 months. It's called Operation Reset. And reset is coming from the word rest. But what happens is that just re and set by it, re means do again. Re means do something again. And then set is something that's all, like we're going back to something. So if we now bring the word rest, rest is really just get back to peace. We have to get back to peace. So as we're looking at, oh, it's the Sabbath. It's not about sleeping. I did a video recently on, you know, how to rest without going to sleep. Like I'm in rest every single day. I don't have to go to sleep to rest. I'm at peace. Here's why I'm at peace. Young people, here's why you can be at peace. Here's how, or here's why you would want to. You'd never have to wake up to go to work. I would never have to go to a job. I'm at rest. I do this every single day. Every single day, I'm empowered to empower. Every single day, I'm accounting for me so that I can help someone account. Every single day, the purpose for which God created me, he says, hey, you have peace. You are at rest, my son. So always know that when Jesus said, for you will have rest, it means you will have peace. Yoke. I didn't know what yoke meant. Like, I've been reading this text for many years. Yoke. Is that an egg? You know, take my yoke of the egg? No. Like, if you were young and you heard this text coming to me all year later, and I will give you rest, for you will find, you know, rest in your soul, you know, yoke. This yoke? Wooden cross piece over the necks of animals. But what it meant is, the yoke that Jesus is talking about is the work. All right, what is work now? It's an activity involving effort to achieve a result. Remember, education is a fixed plan. The system of education is a plan. So here's the thing, you still have to work the system. I'm not telling you that school is bad. Not at all. Education, I don't care where you go, you will find the work there because you're going to have to put in some effort to achieve the result. Hey, you want to get an A? You better put in the work. He said he will make your work easy. He said he would make it easy for you. If he says that it will be easy for you, if you learn, right? You have to learn it. You have to learn the work. How do you do that? You have to gain or acquire knowledge. Did you know that knowledge means light? Did you also know that light is truth? So let's think about the truth, the light about education, right? The light about education, the knowledge about education. Learning helps you to acquire knowledge. Now, here's the kicker. All right. Your knowledge will mean nothing if you don't apply it. Your knowledge will mean nothing if you don't apply it. So you can go to school and you can get a high school diploma. You can get a college degree. If you don't actually apply the basics of what you learned, it'll just be knowledge. So part of this truth that I want to share with you is that you're going to have to acquire knowledge, which is the light, in order to be able to move to the level in which God wants to take you. Jesus also said that, you know, he's humble, which means basically, you know, it suggests that basically you're not important. You know, he's saying, I'm not important. You know, I'm humble. I'm not important. You know, listen to me, but I'm not important. I'm taking myself low. Why does he take himself low? Why is he saying that a characteristic called, you know, being humble is a characteristic that you should have? Well, he's saying that because he says, you know, if you're humble, then maybe you won't have the pride when you think you are good. It's nothing like a person that's like, you know, cocky is what my wife would say. She says, man, I just don't like how that basketball player, he's just so cocky, right? But the one she loves is cocky. Did you know Jesus was cocky? Now, he's humble, but he was cocky. How do I know he was cocky? And this is really what tickled me when I really started to understand Jesus. He was cocky. He was cocky when he would say things like, he's talking to all the pastors. He's talking to the conference leaders. And he's saying, I am the truth. They said, well, how are you going to be talking about you the truth? You are not God. They didn't believe he's God. I am the way is what he says. He's being cocky. Share with you why he's being cocky. I am the water. I am the bread. He's just using all these I am statements. He's They're like, look, we got to take this dude out. But he was humble as well. How was he humble? Here's how Jesus was humble. Imagine this. Like he healed the person, right? He heals a man of leprosy. Then says, don't go tell anybody. What? I can't tell nobody? Nah, he's just being humble. Hey, man, don't say nothing. Man, this was nothing. Just don't say nothing. It's cool. Knowing good and well, he's going to go and say something. But he's humble. So guys, you can be an empowered person. You can be excellent. You want to even talk yourself up so that you know that you are who you are. Like, declare who you are. But then, when someone comes to you and they say, man, I can't believe how good you are. Just say, man, look, man, God is good, man. I'm just blessed. You know, God has given me these unbelievable gifts. I can't believe that I can use them. So when you're being humble, that's what you want to do. So you want to use words. And when you read the scripture, you want to dissect the words so that you know the direction to go into. Easy. That's right. I love easy because I have a whole teaching on easy. I'm not going to get into that today. But what easy is like, oh my goodness. Jesus is saying, he said in the text, I'm going to make it easy for you. Come on. Easy? Have you heard that life is hard? Has anybody said that? Come on. Now, I know y'all have said it. I know y'all, it's been a challenging week. Oh, man, this stuff's hard. Jesus is saying, no more challenges. I'm going to make, listen, if you learn my work, if you learn my work, it's going to be easy, or you won't have to even put forth much effort. It would seem like you don't have to do anything. But what is easy also means simple. It's nothing like someone who's speaking with big words. God bless me. Here's why, how he blessed me. I don't know. Oh, I'm not saying that. I don't speak in really big words. Here's why. Guys, check this out. When I was your age, when I was really young, I didn't use many words. Even though I may have studied and I got all A's and B's, but I didn't use a lot of words. So now when I speak, I don't know how to use big words. I really don't. I only know how to use the simple words. That's why he gave me something that was easy. He says, man, this guy right here, this guy, Jay Moore, the healthy accountant, he was created for something easy for other people to understand. See, if what I'm saying is too hard for you to understand, then it wasn't for you. That's why you got to know when you read the Bible, if the words are too big, you got to figure out how to make it easy. First things, you definitely got to pray. You got to pray and ask God, hey, God, can you show me how to do it? But you know what? If you're young, ask for a clear word Bible, please. Read a clear word Bible until you get to the point where you know, you're ready. You know, and I'm not saying that you should read the King James too. Read all the versions. But simple means that it's easily understood or it's easily done. See, true education is not external, but it's internal. You know, it took me some time to learn this one quote. True education is not external, but it's internal. And I'm going to give you some examples before I give you the four keys. I remember being taught in school that you should have interpersonal skills. All right, so that's a bigger word. And I'm gonna break that down for you guys because you don't understand that word probably. Interpersonal means, hey, Jay, you should be able to play with all the other kids. Have you heard that? You should play with all the other kids, right? But sometimes you feel really uncomfortable around the other kids. Yes. That was me. I was really uncomfortable around all the other kids. I didn't know why. I didn't understand why was I so uncomfortable? Here's why. Here's another word you don't understand. It's called intrapersonal. So the first word is interpersonal, which is playing with all the kids and being able to have conversation with them. And then intrapersonal is internal. It's, hey, do you like yourself? Are you satisfied with who you are? Are you thanking God that for whatever you have, and you're thanking God for your, you know, for your hands, your feet, your eyes, your ears, you know, your ability? See, you're interpersonal, or basically you liking yourself or you loving yourself. Remember, that's the second love. Love God, love yourself, and then everybody else. Can't even just say your family, because Jesus even talks about this. He says, who can't love their family? Anybody can love their family. Anybody can love people that they know. But you have to be able to take everybody and put them in that next bucket, which is mankind. So if true education is not external, but is internal, now I'm going to share with you the four keys. These you may want to write down. Four keys of discovering your internal truth. All right. The first key is you must beware of your influences. Beware. You know what beware is. You've seen the sign outside of someone's house that says, beware of the dogs. Because if you go in there, you're going to get eaten alive. All right. So I'm going to share with you what an influence is. An influence is your environment, you know, your family, your school, your friends, you know, influences systems that's created to help the world move. Those are all influences. Beware of your influences. Remember when we talked about The Matrix a few minutes ago, what I shared with you is that movie's premise is based on this a reality that people did not realize that they were being used. They were being distracted by machines so that they would not know who they were. Beware of your influences. So think about that today. Where's my phone? Think about it. I want us to see something. Is this a machine? I think this is a machine. This phone here, I believe this phone is a machine. Is this machine distracting? Anything can be a distraction, guys. Like, you know, you could be distracted by the word of God. Beware of your influence. Is that a bad distraction? Oh, you can be distracted just by, oh, I collect pens or something like that. You can be distracted by anything. I've got books behind me. I could be distracted by books. You can be distracted by anything. So if you were going to beware of your influences, what I want you to start doing is, well, what I want you to understand is this. There's two things that you have to know. Here's the two things inside of these influences. You got to know that there's a world system and then there's God's system. So I'm going to share with you what's inside the world system. Education, government, financial system, health system, religious systems. These are all systems inside of the world. Now, is everything made to be bad? Not at all. Not at all. Not on the surface. Most things are not made to be bad. So one thing that I want to share with you about what happened to Adam and Eve when sin occurred is that it wasn't that she was told something that was 100% false. She was given something or told something that was a little bit off. See, understand how systems work. Systems, if they are a little bit off, if it's just a white lie, just a little bit off, is it right or is it wrong? This is a math equation. You can't have two negatives, or you can't have a positive and a negative. I'm sorry, if you have a positive and a negative, it becomes a negative. That's math. Now, so that's the world. God's system. So we've all been told God's system is true. God's system, God never changes. So if God never changes, if God never speaks lies, if God never has error, if God basically always does what he says he's going to do, then which way are you going to choose? You want to discover, I'm going to help you discover your internal truth. That's the purpose of this first key. You want to understand the influences that could be keeping you from your internal truth. So beware of the influences. Key number two. Your thoughts determine who you will become. Sorry, a typo there, but your thoughts determine who you become. So here's the interesting thing about thoughts. Your thoughts are working with your influences. So I want you to think about something. If you lived in a certain environment, I lived in a certain environment. If you grew up in a certain neighborhood, I grew up in a certain neighborhood. If you went to a certain church, I went to a certain church. If you went to a certain school, you know, if you, you know, married a certain person, or, you know, if you were around a group of friends, influences, think about your influences. They are going to determine what you think about. See, back when I was in Christian education, I was in Bible class, you know, and, you know, Bible class was, you know, part of the curriculum, you know, and when I was at Pine Forge Academy, you know, there's a boarding school and we had worship every night and we're singing songs and it was a high time. It was great. But yet, all we thought about was things that weren't good. Why were we always thinking about things that weren't good? Well, here's why. There were influences in our life telling us what to think about. All right, so for my older generation, I want you to hear something and take it as a way to build up. Whatever you are talking about is what your children, what your grandchildren, you know, your spouse is what they're going to do. Imagine what you're talking about. And we all have different types of conversation. Whatever your conversation is, good or bad, whether it's for great intent, you will actually receive exactly what your conversation is. This right here has changed my life because it revealed to me exactly why I had the certain internal thoughts. Now, here's some good thoughts. Here's what I learned. Here's something really good I learned from my parents. I'm talking, and I think my mom is on here. Thanks, Mom, for being on here. My mom is my supporter, which that's who she is. She always supported her kids. It didn't matter what they were doing. She never told you not to do it. She just was like, man, you want to do that? Man, awesome. She never told me I couldn't do it. She always told me I could. So that was an environment that I was in. My environment told me that whatever you really want to do, Jay, is what you can do. She never told me that you don't want to be a doctor? You want to be an accountant? No way. She didn't do that. She says, oh, you don't want to be a doctor anymore? So what do you want to be? I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh, okay, well, you got to figure something out. And, you know, we're senior year of high school, and here it is. Oh, you know what? Let me take this accounting course. Hey, you know, what is accounting? Didn't really know. Oh, but there's a certification. Because I wanted to, you know, like education. I want to feel like I, you know, accomplished something once I get my bachelor's degree. And then, which my mom hadn't got a bachelor's degree. She had gotten a certificate as a licensed practical nurse, but she hadn't got any degrees yet. And so here it is, you know, She was just like, go for it, whatever it is you want. I haven't quite done it, son, but you know what? I am growing. How did I know my mom was growing? I watched my mom study. I watched my mom study so she can get her certificate. That was my environment. I was a little kid watching my mom study. Parents, your kids are watching what you are doing, good or bad. I don't care what it is. Here's how I know. They don't have to see you do it. I said something one day in my home, in my office. My son's not in the office. Do you know, the same day, he said the same thing, and it was negative. The same day. The frequency that you are talking on, the frequency that you are thinking on, will determine not just who you will be, it could possibly determine who your kids are going to be. Now, here's the good news. The good news is we can always change our thoughts. And the good news is this, is that we can also adjust our influences. But here's the thing. In key number three, you have to, I'm sorry, I went too far. Let me go back. Key number three says that your words become your actions. Think about this. We went from your influence to your thoughts to your words. I'm speaking words today. Where did these words come from? Here's where the words came from. The words came as a result of influence. Well, Jay, well, how'd you get influenced? Well, yes, I was influenced by my parents and my mom. I'll tell you what my mom did give me. I didn't get a chance to share with you this. I watched my mom have faith. I watched her. And I watched her because we grew up in Newark, New Jersey, South 7th Street, Orton Street. Guys, look, I can take you there right now. And you'd be like, yo, you know, yeah. You know, still got vacant lots and buildings burnt down in the same neighborhood. It's a couple areas that may be okay. But dude, like, people got killed, like, on my block. You know, there were police chases coming down our block. I remember there was a police chase. Someone stole a car. Dude is barreling down the road, police chasing him. Why did he crash into my parents' brand new car? Had it 1 week totaled. I saw that. But here's what else I saw. Even though I saw all those negative things, I saw something. My parents, my mom specifically, you know, my dad had faith, but my mom's faith was a little bit stronger at the time, I believe. Because there was no money for Christian education, especially high school, boarding school, none. And she had faith. And she did it. She said, I want something for my kids that I didn't have, and I want them to have it. And I believe this is a way for my kids. Her influence, which was, she had been around this movement of Advent and this movement of church and, you know, it's God movement. And she's like, man, this is good. And man, you know, now her thoughts are saying, man, you know what? I think that, you know, there's something for your kids. And because she's been exposed to something, and then she starts saying, I'm going to send my kids upon foot. I'm going to send my kids upon foot because of the influence, the thoughts, led her actions, and she did it in spite of herself. In spite of the fact that at the time, my dad didn't quite see it. He didn't quite see that that was going to be true. But my mom, she passed on to me this, what I call faith fitness. Faith fitness acts just like weightlifting. It acts just like going for a run. You have to put your faith on the line every day, just like your money. Did you know faith is your currency? Think about something. The trial you go through. The bigger the trial, the more currency you get in the kingdom. So if you want to experience kingdom life and kingdom living, You got to go and look at your faith walk. And you got to go and say, where did I put all of my faith in God? Even when it looked terrible, even when it looked like there's no coming back from this one. See, faith will help you to create an action that you probably don't believe you can make. And key number four, you have to know the plans. You have to know what the plans are in advance. I call that forethought. That's like the missing piece. Forethought comes before the influence. Think about that. What is forethought? Okay, forethought is a thought that you had before the thought. Remember, we are using these keys to discover our internal truth. So if we were going inside of ourselves, what's in there? What's inside of you? Organs, heart, you know, muscles, tendons, cells, blood, you know, white blood cells, all sorts of things is in there. But what's in there that's actually invisible? See, the forethought is what's invisible on the inside. Do you know what that is? When God took himself and put himself into Adam, he created his own system. Okay, I want you to get this right here. This is power here. God created his own system to create himself inside of every human being that will be manifested in this realm. So what does that really mean, Jay? Like, he created his own system. Remember, we talked about systems. We talked about something, you know, the systematic. Education isn't a system, but let's think about the original system. The original system which God created was that he just put himself in you. And if you just learn about that, do you know you don't hardly look? I'm sorry, let me back up. If you learn about that, all you need to do is now put yourself in the right environment. Make sure you have the right influence. Right? Because the influences will create your thoughts. Your thoughts will create your actions. But what if you don't know, or what if you don't understand forethought or what God did from the beginning? All right, so here's what he said. He said this through Jeremiah. He says, I already know the plans I have for you. Man, I'm going to help you. I ain't going to hurt you. I'm going to give you a future and a hope. See, he said that in the forethought. That's what God said. This will not work for you. I'm going to tell you why it will not work. It won't work for you if you don't know what you believe. See, the reason why I put what in here, a lot of times we say, which is the next slide. I'm going to share you the next slide. But what means, you have to understand education. You have to understand what education represents. And then you have to know that, wait a second, what should I really be and truly be educated on? The inside of you. You have to be educated on the inside of you. You have to know, you have to understand the forethought. You have to understand that God already planned it out. There's a predestined life that you're going to have to choose. Because if you choose the destiny that he created for you, all the stuff that comes, the pandemic, the deaths, the sickness, the struggles, the tragedy, the failed marriages, all those things are just like, I'm creating my own currency here. God has given us currency by helping us to see that on the outside of us are circumstances. On the inside of us, that's something else. You got to know who you believe in. Because if you know who you believe in and you understand what, right? If you understand the what, like what was the forethought? What was it from the beginning? And I know who, then you'll get to this place right here where you understand life is a game. Life is a game. Play the game knowing that you won. Carlos played a really good song before we started today. And I'm gonna ask a question. Who's ever put something off to tomorrow? As I'm closing, I want you to take this quote, life is a game, play the game knowing you already won. But let me ask you this question again. Who's ever put something off to tomorrow? Yesterday, I woke up knowing that I gotta speak today for Pisgah. God is constantly pouring into me, but I don't always know what he wants to take out. I don't always have the luxury to know beforehand what he wants me to say. But he pours so much in that when it's time to speak and he allows the Holy Spirit to come through me, when he shows me every day the forethought, son, that I had for you was because I wanted you to account for your life. I wanted you to understand that to account for your life, you had to know that there was a forethought, that there was a thought before the thought. You had to know that your influences are going to play a really good part in pretty much who you become. But if you don't, or if you start putting things off, right? You start putting things off, then what'll happen is your thoughts will get all mumble jumbled. You'll constantly be distracted. You won't be able to do the thing that I have for you, which is the actions. So you gotta forget about tomorrow, son. Because, you know, tomorrow won't you give your life over to me today is what the song says. Please, please don't just turn and walk away, son, daughter. Tomorrow is not promised. Don't let this moment, today, right now, don't let today, this moment slip away. Your tomorrow is today. I have a saying that says you got to stay plugged into the source. You got to stay plugged into the source. None of this or none of what I share with you today could ever be spoken about, could ever be shared without mercy, grace, love, most importantly, that God has for each and every one of us. See, God is willing to take you with all the scum on you, with all the junk on you. He's willing to take the filth that you have and make it white, make it pretty. He's willing to take himself, his truth, and allow you to live your life abundantly, knowing that it doesn't matter about tomorrow. I'm not gonna put off tomorrow, because today, even if even if you slay me today. I trust him today. Even if I get the phone call that there's been a death, even if there's a car accident that, you know, you know someone's maimed or someone's not going to make it back, even if COVID-19 and coronavirus it's got the world going crazy, even if there's a president that maybe I don't agree with, I still won't even worry about that president. I still won't even worry about what an election means. I still won't worry, or I will not put any trust into any system, any fixed result that does not lead me to the source, whom is God and God alone. So there may be somebody here today who's saying to themselves, I want to experience the discovery of truth inside me. I want you to just be in your seat today. And I just want you to bow your heads with me as I close and as I pray over your life. Because whatever you're going through, the forethought says that the game's already won. Don't worry. Seek first my kingdom, son, daughter, and everything else you have will be, and everything else you need will be given to you. So bow with me now as I lift up you towards our Savior, towards our God. Heavenly Father, it is only because of your name. It is only because of the words that you've placed in our spirits that we're able to be here today. So Father, today, there may be a man, woman, boy, or girl who are experiencing some things in this life that they want to change. It was the words of Jesus who says, repent, change the way you were thinking. Change how you are looking at the education system. Change how you are looking at, you know, what you think about me as church. Jesus said, if you would change how you think, you would notice that the invisible kingdom has arrived. So Father, it is in Jesus' name that I ask that you would reveal your kingdom to every person who is represented, every family who is here. Father, those who may be saying to themselves right now, I don't know if it's even possible. I don't know. I've done some things that I don't know that I could come back from. Father, I ask that you would make it easy for them. Jesus said that he would make it easy. Father, I ask that you would help them commit, help them to commit to take on the work that Jesus gave us. Help us to gain the knowledge. Help us to learn his knowledge so that what we do will be easy. And so, Father, it is in these words. It's, you know, this day, August the 29th, 2020, that you consecrate us, you teach us, you love us in the only way that you can. We thank you for this word, and we thank you for everyone here today. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.